was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Holler at us if you still use Twitter. I actually turned my Twitter notifications off. It was quite freeing. I recommend it. Twitter sucks, but you know, tweet at us. We are on Discord, Sports Brewery, if you want to find us there. Find us on YouTube, search The Sports Brewery. I post videos of these things after they're done every week. And then twitch.tv/abrog87 is where you can find us there. Movie for Sunday is The Menu. It is on HBO Max. It's kind of a banger, folks. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it. That is going to be on Sunday. Where should we start today? Should we start the obvious thing is like NFL playoffs, blah blah blah.
Yes.
Dylan Brooks punched a dude in the dick today. Like, we should probably talk about that.
That's not that rare.
It's not okay.
I think we need to do the post-mortem on the 49ers and then Chiefs Bengals.
Okay. No, I'm obviously cool with that. That's my team. So, I think WCP mentioned it in the Discord, like while the game was going on, that it was the Murphy's Law thing happening to the 49ers, where like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And by the way, never think it can't get worse.
Classic Murphy Brown.
Yeah, classic Murphy Brown.
Candace Bergen.
When Candace Bergen gets involved in NFL playoff games, you know you're fucked. It's just the way
it is.
What are you gonna do?
So it's like, she could probably sling it out there.
Goddamn right. So it was very, fuck you, Booble. Booble already with this bullshit. Be careful, Braga. Don't tear an elbow holding up the mic like your boy Purdy. Fuck you. Fuck you. I mean that in the nicest, most loving way possible. Go fuck yourself. I'm so glad we're on Twitch and we have this chat. Isn't it great, you guys? God damn it.
That we can't see.
So yeah. Well, I mean, I'll say stuff. You can't. You know what? You can figure it out. Okay. All right.
Sorry. That's effort.
I'm taking out my frustrations on you. I apologize. So it really was early too. It was the Devontae Smith catch that was not a catch. Like, so that was the first one. Led to a touchdown a couple plays later. Shanahan probably should have thrown the challenge flag. Also, the NFL probably should have looked at the thing and stopped the play, but, you know, whatever. Didn't happen. Touchdown Eagles probably shouldn't have happened.
But let's stay on that, though, real quick, though.
Sure.
Do you throw the flag because it was fourth down? Like, if that's third down,
you have to, right?
Let it go, right? But that's fourth down. You get the ball damn near close to midfield.
You have to.
I mean, that's huge momentum right there. Yeah.
What do you lose by not by throwing the flag? Like, what's the worst case scenario? Is you lose the challenge and you lose a timeout? It's in the first half. Like, who cares? Like, timeouts aren't that valuable. Like, you'll be fine. So, you know, leads to a touchdown. That it is what it is. Like, fucking 49ers still in it. Offense can do some things. Defense is fine. Then Purdy gets hurt. And the play itself was fucking dumb. So, you know, Shanahan gets a lot of shit for, you know, backup tight end blocking Reddick, which, you know, is dumb. But, you know, the play is designed to get the ball out quicker than Purdy actually threw it. He kind of rolled away from the guy. So the idea is, you know, get the ball out. It's a developing play where Ayuk runs over the middle. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. That fucking works all the time. Like, Ayuk is open over the middle on that play all the time. And he probably would have made a big play if Purdy was able to actually throw the ball, which of course he wasn't.
I don't remember the scheme. Was Kittle in the game? Was he just running a route?
Yeah. Yeah, he was running a route.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I thought they might have pulled Kittle, who's, you know, arguably the best blocking tight end, and to put
the best blocking tight end in the NFL. Yeah, let's just pull him. No, he was in there. Like, everybody was in there who's supposed to be. And then, you know, Purdy gets hit. We find out later, tears the UCL, fucking might need Tommy John surgery. They're still trying to figure that out. I guess we'll see, but
also fumbled the ball on the play as well.
Also fumbled the ball. Eagles get the ball, and then the game's over.
Well, isn't over then.
They
at 7-7, I was like, okay, here we go. Yeah. At 14-7, I was like, okay, here's a challenge.
That's true. The defense,
defense needs to do something here for him, but yeah.
21-7 because of a Josh Johnson fumble. Yeah, it was kind of...
The defense held them in it for as long as they could, and props to them because they did a great job. But in the second half, it was like, if the offense can't do anything, there's no defense alive who can sustain stopping the Eagles offense for that long. It's just, you can't be on the field the whole fucking second half.
Yeah, it's just human nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, it's just human nature. Like, no matter how hard we try, like, eventually we're just going to bust.
Yep.
We can look at the wall. We can do Bible verses. Look at our finger bust. That's the 49ers defense eventually did.
Yep. And, you know, so obviously game goes on. Christian McCaffrey scores one of the best touchdowns of the season. That was fucking ridiculous. And it's tied. Somehow the Niners are tied. They don't have a quarterback. Like, Johnson is their quarterback. He's awful. Leski, you were trying to convince everybody that he was good during the game for some reason. That's, I don't know why.
It's called trolling, Braga.
Okay. That's what we're calling it. Sure. All right.
I am unfamiliar with that term.
Yeah, but trolling, you say.
I will stand by. If he didn't get concussed, he might have thrown for more yards than Trey Lance did in his 1.5-ish games. He only needed like 130 in the second half.
Dude, Johnson sucks, man. He has no business playing an NFL game ever. And then he gets the concussion and they literally can't throw the football anymore. Like, you know, people were saying, like, you know, just run the Wildcat with McCaffrey. At least if you have, you know, Purdy coming back unable to throw, at least you can run motions and sort of try to get guys out of position. So I understand why they did that.
Could they not carry a third quarterback?
Yeah, they probably could.
If they wanted to, right?
They probably could, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't... Like...
If it gets to the third quarterback, you're probably out of it anyway. You're so done. There's no point in carrying,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the thing, right? It's like how many... It's a playoff game. You need to make sure the other positions are taken care of. How often are both of your quarterbacks going to get hurt within like a quarter span of each other?
Well, you know, it's a Niner quarterback, so odds are better than most teams.
I hate to say this shit because it sounds like I'm just a crybaby Niners fan or whatever, but I think the team is actually cursed. Like it just, at least with the quarterback like injury thing, because it goes back a while, man. It's like, C.J. Beathard got hurt, so Jimmy Garoppolo had to play at the end of the season they signed him. Like, Garoppolo's been hurt a bit. Garoppolo got hurt against the Chiefs, like, tore his ACL trying to run the ball. Like, Garoppolo's broken his foot. Trey Lance broke his ankle. Like, Purdy tore his UCL. Like, this doesn't happen to anybody else, does it?
Well, you don't sign Garoppolo if you're looking for, like, a sturdy quarterback. Let's be honest with that.
Which we've learned from his time with the 49ers. That's what I'm saying, man. It's crazy.
Well, and New England. He got hurt in New England, too.
That's fair. That's fair, actually. Yeah, I forgot about that. It's just, it sucks, man. Because look at the roster. Like, the roster is so fucking stacked. Like, there's this team should be winning Super Bowls. But they're not because of these goddamn quarterbacks, man.
Well, it goes to show what you can see why the Colts are terrible. They don't have a your team surround, you know, defense and weapons, and you can't win with that because you don't have a quarterback. Even Purdy, who let's be real, he's an average quarterback, maybe slightly, but he's not. That's all it takes. All you need is an average quarterback, but it seems so hard just to get average.
Yeah, like in the system. You really don't need a hell of a lot. And apparently you need more than Josh Johnson.
And I'll be nice to you as a Niner fan. I didn't necessarily think the Eagles really won that game. They didn't look overwhelmingly better, I'll say.
Yeah.
I don't know if they kind of took, like, late in the third, maybe they, you know, started slowing things down a little bit. Because I don't know if Miles Sanders had a touch in the last quarter and a half.
They didn't run the ball against San Francisco. I mean, they didn't really have to, but their offense, like, if you look at Philly's numbers, their offense really didn't gain yards against San Francisco.
Jalen Hurts was bad.
Hurts was not good. They couldn't run the ball. They just didn't need to because the Niners couldn't score. So,
yeah. I think AJ Brown has maybe 40 total yards in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, Yeah. And then Smith had all of his yards on that catch that wasn't actually
a catch. Yeah. I don't know how they moved. I don't know how they scored. Yeah. How they moved the ball.
I'm trying to remember, too. I can't. I think they were just put in really good field position over and over again. Yeah.
It was kind of like the Oregon State game this November where the Eagles got the ball a few times at like, the 20, the 30.
I guess I didn't. I didn't see total penalty yards by the Niners. That had to be well over 100.
Like,
that,
the Eagles had under 300 yards of offense, right? Wasn't it like in the 280s?
Yeah, you know, the Niners, like the stat was they didn't give up over 70 yards to a rusher this year, like in any game. And that continued against Philly, too. I think Sanders had like 40 yards or something like that. Yeah, penalties. Well, you're right. Penalties, like the entire game. Dumb, actual penalties. It's not the refs. It's stupid fucking plays over and over again. And then, you know, the Trent Williams body slam at the end was sort of the icing on the cake of everything, which I don't blame him. Yeah, he was pissed off because the offense couldn't do anything. It's like they're doing their job and there's literally nothing the team can do. Right.
Well, I mean, can you imagine being like one of the best people to ever do your job? Like ever. He is Trent Williams is one of the best people to ever do his job in totality. Just this year, not just in total, and you're still sitting there being like, "Can someone do fucking something?"
Do I have to throw the ball?
Yeah, it's like Steve Jobs working with like fifth graders in a computer lab. Like, can someone do something?
Someone pick up an end. Help me out here.
Just hit shift and end, like something, anything. Stop hitting the R button.
Well, I will say, Hurts, 15 of 25 for 121 yards. He doesn't get the Chiefs win by 30 if he puts up a lot like that.
Well, they did win by 30. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did. It was 31-7, but. So now, like, 49ers moving forward. So Garoppolo's a free agent. Like, I don't.
He gone.
Yes, he is gone.
He gone.
Shanahan said he gone. So now, you know, you're talking about Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. And so if Purdy does need Tommy John surgery, he's out all of next year. If he doesn't, you know, they're saying like 6 months, which would be around training camp, actually, which would be okay.
But I assume Lance's.
But obviously, you miss
supposed to be ready.
You miss an entire off season, then that's not helpful. Yeah, Lance will be ready for everything. So it's going to be Lance. It has to be. Like I think Purdy missing all that off season with the team. Like I don't see how he's the starter. I mean,
well, I was going to save it for a keeper kick, but
okay.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
He said
today in Tahoe he's not going.
Yeah, don't you watch Celebrity Smoke Golf?
It's smoke and mirrors. Let's just be real there.
Oh no, Brady's going to come back out of retirement, and then they're going to sign him, right? Isn't that the thing? Fuck.
I said that last week. But,
Fuck me! I'm so glad he retired. Like, oh, like it saves me the next like however many months of hearing Tom Brady to the 49ers every day. And then the chance that they might actually go through and do it. Like Brady sucks. Like
he sucks.
His numbers weren't terrible. He did throw the ball 50 times a game, which
set a league record for completions this year.
I know.
It's very Michael Penix.
Him in that Niners offense. I mean, that's what you need.
A guy who can't throw the ball 30 yards down the field.
They don't need to. It's just crossing routes.
Yeah, we tried that against the Eagles. It didn't really work that well. God, Purdy threw that one pass, like the one screen he threw, and it was, whoa, man, that thing barely got there. Do you think he injured himself more by like actually going out there and doing stuff? Because like torn UCL,
when that goes, it goes.
Okay.
I don't think there's.
Yeah, I guess. I wonder. Like, my question is, like, if it's like a partial thing, and then he made it a full thing. I wonder, because he was on the sideline throwing, like, really, really trying to throw, and couldn't do it. So. Football's great, guys.
Sports.
It is for one person here.
Okay, so let's see. Fighter Jeff says Breeze to the Niners.
Breezes. I like it.
Yeah, it's bringing breezes.
Just thinking outside the box there.
Speaking of coming out of retirement, let's go.
Tim Tebow's available too.
I had a buddy say get Carr. The problem with getting Carr is you would have to pay Carr, and that defeats the purpose of what the Niners are doing, which is not paying a quarterback at the moment. It lets you give Nick Bosa the biggest contract in NFL history, which they're about to have to.
Here's a Niner question to you. You get Niners get Marcus Mariota. Where is he on the depth chart?
Stop.
Come on.
No, we're not entertaining that.
Yeah.
Next question. I'm summoning 2004 Max Kellerman. Next question.
Next question. Let's see. Booble says the Niners are the New York Liberty of the NFL. let's see. NFL is considering requiring NFL teams to carry a third QB. That used to be a thing, apparently. I did not know that, says WCP. Let's see. The Colts didn't screw up due to a quarterback. They couldn't run the ball. Their O-line was worse than Urban in the Chop House. Hashtag coach finger guns.
Ooh.
From the Lively Pod.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
Matty Ice to San Francisco, says Booble.
Again, that person brought it up. Matt Ryan with an offensive line, I guess, is worth it. He just can't move.
Not.
Stop. But that's what killed him with the Colts, though, is that pressure, he can't move. He's a statue.
He did beat a Super Bowl participant this year.
He did indeed.
He did.
That's because the NFL is dumb, though. Like
football.
It is. Yeah. Well, especially the NFL. Like, there's essentially three seasons in an NFL season. Like teams in the first 6 weeks are completely different than they are at the end of the season. Case in point, 49ers.
No, sorry, bro. I think you're fucked. The Niners don't have money to even get another QB, do they?
They do, because Garoppolo's not going to be around, so his contract goes away. They could conceivably sign another quarterback. Like, they could, but they're not going to. It's bad business. No, that's the thing. So Bosa has another year before they have to sign him. But they're, you know,
he's a bum.
He disappeared in the playoffs. Like, he did absolutely nothing in the playoffs. But they're gonna pay him, and so they do have a year to do it. But like, waiting that whole year is, you know, who knows if Bosa's gonna let that happen, or what? So, you know, they're probably gonna try to do that sooner rather than later. But it's gonna be the biggest deal in NFL history. Like, it just is, or maybe other than a quarterback, I should say.
That's insane to me. For Bosa.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be a Chief in 3 years, 4 years.
I watch him regularly. When he is good, he changes the football game. Like, there were games this year where he ended games for the other team and completely shut their offense down. Like, obviously not himself, but, you know, he would make huge plays and it would change football games.
That's why they call him the health inspector. Shuts things down. Never heard of that?
Rolling.
No, are we, no one else is calling Nick Bosa the health inspector?
Are we now. Are we rolling
just
out?
Me?
Are we rolling out COVID jokes?
Is that the health doing? Inspector?
Here, let me. Here, I got some old COVID jokes over here. Let me roll those out. That's great. Oh, okay. Got a couple ones from the chat. Booble says Bosa disappeared like Urban covered it up. Fighter Jeff says Bosa existed as much as Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Yeah. That wasn't.
Did you guys watch that 30 for 30 on Manti?
No. I meant to, but
didn't
care. Yeah. Probably won't. Did you?
I did not.
Nobody did.
No. I mean, I don't give a shit about him, but
yeah.
Kind of seems like he might have just been kind of like a real gullible guy.
He was. Yeah. I saw. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bengals now.
Talk about the who?
Oh, the Super Bowl bound Kansas City Chiefs.
The who? People were saying Joe Burrow was the best quarterback in the NFL. People were saying, well, I don't know if the Bengals beat the Chiefs again, is Joe Burrow with no MVPs and no Super Bowl championships the best quarterback in the world? Nah, we won't know. Hey, Joe Mixon. Talking a heap load of shit. You, I, people in the chat, people listening. Like 5 weeks ago, we watched a man die on the field and be resuscitated through the miracle of health and science. And the next week, what did Joe Mixon do when he scored a touchdown? Because the NFL was like, oh shit, it's week 17. We've never had something like this happen before. If both teams' records are tied, it's got to be a coin flip. Oh shit. And what did Joe Mixon do? Scores a touchdown, does a coin flip celebration. How fucking tacky. And like a month before that, what did Joe Mixon say? Oh, the Bengals. We're the big dogs in the AFC. You got to come through us. Hey, Joe Mixon, settle in. Like, how about you just... Oh, my God, I lost my train of thought. Hey, Joe Mixon, mix in a good rush. Hey, Joe Mixon, how about you settle on rushing and not menacing? Because that's what Cincinnati's PD is looking for you tonight. By the way, I actually looped on accident.
By the way, like podcast listener down the road, King tried to light a cigar and put a crown on his head.
But I actually did. That hurt. I tried to fight through it.
I mean, this is the greatest underdog story ever, right? Because the Chiefs were a 3.5 win team this year? Wasn't that what they were predicted? I mean, 3 wins at best, right? That's what you said, King.
Yeah, that was his preseason. He's struggling.
Oh, it's killed.
The accidental cigar light.
The accidental, yeah. It was sneaky. You know, they let the gap year Chiefs win the AFC. The Chiefs were punting on the season. They weren't even trying this year. They just admitted, hey, AFC, we're out. We are done this year. We are trading All-Pro Tyreek Hill. We are letting All-Pro Tyrann Mathieu walk. And we're just going to get some draft picks. And can I tell you, I know I'm dying because, oh my God, this little Cuban pack has got me going. Can I tell you what some of these rookies did? Just let me tell you. I don't think I can. I think I'm dying. Oh, where is that?
So while you're looking that up, though, like to your credit, all season you said this was not a Super Bowl team. You're like the Chiefs sort of mailed it in when Tyreek left. They didn't really try to replace him. They don't really have a good running game. And, you know, the defense is the defense. And all of those things, like we talked about how long NFL seasons are and how different they are, like as the season goes on, like all of those things I mentioned turned into strengths. Like the defense has been really, really good for Kansas City. And as we know, that's how you get into championship games. And then the running back, like Pacheco. McKinnon, like those guys have evolved into like legit, like, you know, I'll say what I will about McKinnon.
No, that hurts you.
Fuck McKinnon forever, but he has been really, really good for your team. And you need dudes like that if you're going to go to a Super Bowl, and you didn't know he was going to be that until he was.
So here were the rookies from the, essentially, the Tyreek Hill trade. Trent McDuffie against the Bengals. 6 tackles.
Yep.
2 pass breakups. George Karloftis, a sack and a tip at the line. Sky Moore, who, my God, pal, not a good rookie year. 3 catches, had the huge punt return. Brian Cook, You had the 100-yard, pick six against Herbert, but it's been a rough year. Four tackles, a pass breakup. Joshua Williams, interception. Jalen Watson, an interception. Isaiah Pacheco, 95 yards of offense. That's what they got from the trade. Gap year Chiefs ran the AFC once again. They're never going to be stopped.
No.
It's just a formality.
Yeah.
And when the Bengals are like, oh, we're the big cats in the AFC, everything comes through us, it doesn't. It is the Arrowhead Invitational, and we will let you know if you're allowed to travel in to KCMO. We will let you know. You can play your little game. It's a little cute. Yeah. But we'll let you know if we let you come in.
It's a scary thing. It's only going to get scarier here. I mean, look who the Cardinals just put on the trading block. You throw DeAndre Hopkins in on this team. You throw another, top level actual receiver, because they should have some money, right? They're only paying a couple guys.
Listen, in the last quarter and a half, there was no Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Mm-hmm. There was no Kadarius Toney. And I'm not saying these guys are amazing. I'm just saying they're guys that there was no Juju Smith-Schuster. In a big spot in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes threw Marcus Kemp, who came into that game with 38 career tackles six career catches.
Say that again. You were chunking.
Marcus Kemp.
Okay.
That's who he was throwing to.
And the answer is, who is that?
Exactly. He had six times more career tackles than catches. Again, Joe Burrow, you are awesome, man. You stole Joe Flacco's nickname, which is kind of a tell that you're not. But, whatever. Joe Cool, Joe, whatever.
WCP in the chat, that Pat guy is kind of good at that football thing. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. On one foot, he was pulling a bear trap behind him that whole game, just gutting it out. Just
fucking robot. Like how?
Like, he must heal fairly quick.
He had a high ankle sprain. How? Like legitimately how? Like you know what? You can shoot Novocaine into your fucking ankle or whatever, you can make it so it doesn't hurt as bad, but it's still physically injured. Like, you still can't run around like he was running around. I don't get it. Like, everybody else who has had a high ankle sprain, it's like a month.
Yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is being quiet quitting the Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs are quietly quitting Clyde Edwards-Helaire for his high ankle sprain 8 weeks ago.
You know how people
Did he suit up for the championship game?
I don't think so. He practiced, though. He was in all those videos practicing. They were just like, eh.
You know how people get long COVID? Clyde Edwards-Helaire has long high ankle sprain.
Yes, he does. Ankle sprain.
Ankle sprain. WCP says he's an alien. Booble says HGH. Yeah.
Hey, good. Hey, I don't care.
Yeah. Toradol, whatever you need.
Toradol, baby.
Yeah, give me all that. Where can I get some of that, by the way? My back hurts.
And now he gets an extra week to heal a little more, too?
I mean, I know the Eagles are the favorites, and I get why they're the favorites. I get it. But the Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite, depending 1.5, 2.5, depending on where you look. But does anyone do you look at the Eagles as the favorite?
Not at all. No. It's weird. They just won 31-7, but everything we just talked about, it's like, yeah, they didn't really do anything to get 31-7.
Then the week before they beat the Giants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Booble says the same injury Byron Cardwell had. that's what Edwards-Helaire has.
Exactly.
And it is 1.5 currently right now, Eagles favored.
1.5.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So you're hammering the Chiefs, right, Ski?
Yes.
I'm asking him. If it stays them
underdog, how do you bet against Mahomes? I think I saw something where he has never been an underdog in a playoff game. This is his first time ever.
Yeah.
So that's like the, that's sort of the point I feel like we should talk about too, is, you know, every, the last few years, it's been Bengals fans and it's been Chargers fans saying, we're better than you. You know, like the Chiefs, like whatever, Mahomes, like Herbert's better, Burrow's better, like the watch out. It's our AFC now.
Oh, and you know, surprisingly, not the Bills fans though, which is interesting because they're, in terms of the better team.
In terms of the shit talking, but people who talk about football talk about Josh Allen and the Bills, and they're the favorite no matter what. Going into the season, the Bills are going to win the AFC this year. That's it. It's like, we got to stop, man. Like the Chiefs win the AFC every year. Like they're in the AFC Championship every year. Like we got to stop. Like as long as they have Mahomes, they're the favorite. Like it,
and so, I know
real quick. And as we've seen this year, they don't have to have a stacked roster to be the favorite and to be the best team in the AFC. So you get some like skill players, you know, other than Kelce, obviously. You get some you get some skill players like around Mahomes. Like they're gonna get better. And so are we saying those teams are going to catch up? No. Like, of course not. Like, we got to stop, dude. It's the Chiefs and nobody else.
My thing, like, listen, maybe the Chiefs lose 30-0 and, you know, people can stack, you know, that against the Super Bowl 2 years ago against Mahomes. Okay, got it. The Chiefs are the worst half from Patrick Mahomes ever away from going to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
4 straight. Like if Pat Mahomes doesn't get stupid on that last play of the first half and it's 28-3 at half instead of 21-3 or even 24-3, what doors open? 28-3, it's over. Like 4 straight is, and I know Jim Kelly only didn't win a Super Bowl, so people forget about him. I kind of get it. But in like this present day, and the thing about the Chiefs is they're paying Mahomes. Like, he's making $45 million a year. We haven't seen a Bengals team where Joe Burrow is making $50 million. Because they'll reset the bar. We haven't seen a Chargers team where Justin Herbert is making $52 million a year. We haven't seen – the Bills window is closed. If you just look at their cap stuff, Josh Allen right now – and football's weird, you know. One game can be whatever. But if you just look at them right now, they're not good enough because they're going to have to start picking. Like they can't sign all these guys on defense. And the Bengals and the Chargers are a year away. Like we're really looking at health, you know, health provided. Another like Tom Brady type run where the Chiefs win the AFC West. It's boring. They win a shitty divisional game. They get to host an Arrowhead. Like it's we're really getting to that point. I don't feel arrogant even saying that. I just feel like it's almost like formulaic at this point.
Well, like you said, this was like the gap year for Kansas City. Those three teams you mentioned all put a lot of money into this offseason. They all were like, hey, this is our year. Kansas City's vulnerable. We're going to spend a lot of money on these big time guys. And they don't get it done. And now all of a sudden, here comes Kansas City coming in next year with some cap space. They got Mahomes locked into a lot of years. I don't see what's – especially with the way their defense played this year. If their defense stays good like this, yeah, I think you're right. They could be on a Patriot-level run for the next 6 years.
The young guys you mentioned earlier are veterans. And they're going to get better. And they're still on rookie deals. And so you still don't have to pay them yet either. So it's like the next 3 years, it's Kansas City and like a bunch of second tiers.
And like on here, like I've made fun of, you know, Chargers and Herbert, you know, Herbert ducks and whatever. Herbert's really good. Like I've said, clean pocket, 3-step drop, clean play, throws the most beautiful ball in the league.
Burrow is not, by the way. Burrow chokes. Like Burrow gets to the playoffs and does not play well. So I don't want to hear that shit about Joe Burrow anymore. Like I'm with you on that. Like so. By the way, this is me. Like people who are listening and watching, I don't give a fuck about the AFC. Burrow chokes, And people really need to get off his dick because he's not as good as people think he is. He's not as good as he thinks he is. That's for damn sure.
Well, my thing with Joe Burrow is if his name was just Jack Burrow, I think maybe I've said this on here. If his name was just Jack Burrow, you can't assign him to the Joe Cool nickname. So when he shows up wearing, oh, sunglasses and a jacket. Oh, look at this. He's wearing a necklace. Groundbreaking. It's just not the same. If he's Jack Burrow, but he's Joe Burrow. So he's got Joe Flacco's nickname, which again, very weird.
Fuck you guys.
Why? Like, Joe, your name is after Joe Flacco. Like, get out of here, Joe Burrow.
Booble says Burrow went to like 7 colleges to get playing time because he's overrated.
Get out of here. I mean, Joe Burrow won a national championship right as people in Seattle were starting to get COVID. Like, it just, I don't even count his national championship at LSU. Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Clyde Edwards, they're all busts. They're all busts. We'll see it. It'll bear itself out. They're all busts.
I like this narrative you just created, by the way, that COVID is the Seattle disease.
I mean, they're pulling them out of, infirmaries and, elderly homes. And yeah, that was the first little part in America was Seattle.
That's great. Let's keep that rolling.
Oh, we will.
Oh, you better believe it.
No, that's it. Yeah. As a Chiefs fan, though, are you expecting him to go like the Patriots route where they're not going to spend on skill players?
Kinda, yeah.
Is a fun offense enough if they will get a free agent or if they're just going to try to bank on the draft to get these guys.
I think, and I'm generalizing here, but I think the front office has kind of shown that they're going to try and do like the greatest of all sum, all parts is better than, the one guy. But that's, it could be, I'm trying to even think of who would even be available. Like if Devontae Adams was like, oh, I'll play for $15 million. They're not saying no. It's not possible.
No.
But they clearly, like the Tyreek Hill contract that he wanted, highest paid wide receiver, he deserved it. The Tyrann Mathieu contract to be the highest paid safety, he did not deserve it. And was he an all pro this year?
No.
I don't even know what team he was playing on.
Hufanga was an all pro safety this year.
Okay. Because yeah. I remember seeing something like week 10, 11, not, a little past half mark, where they had Mathieu as like the first team all pro safety. And I was like, geez, really? I'm not really watching Saints games, but he got that award last year off complete. Reputation.
Is he compiling just because nobody else on the Saints gets tackles?
He's like Tom Brady. He's just a compiler.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at the free agent wide receiver list for this offseason. You ain't picking up a superstar in this class, I'll tell you that much.
Sammy Parker, come on home, baby.
DJ Shark.
Or Sammy Watkins. Sammy Parker would be a fun little addition.
Oh, wait, that's Keenan Howry, my bad. You could trade for D-Hop if you wanted.
If
fuck them picks and just trade for D-Hop.
If they didn't trade some of the random picks for Tony, they probably would.
Tony, but. Yeah, fuck. What a terrible – dropping that touchdown at right away. I had a buddy that had Tony first touchdown of the game.
Oh.
Was not pleased with that.
Niners have like 10 compensatory picks in the third round this year. It's I think it's legitimately like 7 or something like that, but like so D'Amico Ryan's got signed by the Texans.
Anytime
a minority coach gets signed by somebody else, you get a draft pick. And so they had Carthon become the GM, the Panthers, I think it was. I forget. It was like last week. It was way, way back there. Yeah, and then D'Amico Ryan's and just, hella compensatory picks. No first or second rounders, but If any team wants 5 third rounders for a first rounder, you can have them.
Well, there you go, King. Are you pulling for Bieniemy to get hired now? Because you'll catch a third round pick, right?
I don't think he's going to get hired.
Yeah, we brought this up. What was it, last week or the week before?
Yeah, I think he's just combative enough as a black guy where guys are white, rich people are like, nah, we're good.
But not a bad
thing. Because if he's willing to yell at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid consistently, you know, and I'm not even saying this as a negative. He's a tough guy to get along with. And if you're a rich white guy, do you really want that? I don't know. Clearly not. Yeah, I don't even know if he really interviewed this year.
He had some interviews just to Rooney rule it probably, but like I said, he is tough because, I mean, he's been in this offense for a while now.
Well, and if you believe some of the reports, Kansas City almost let him walk last year. And if Mike Kafka didn't get the Giants job, there, some people are saying they would have just let the enemy just leave
walk
and elevate Kafka to OC.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, Reed could do it all himself if need be.
Sure, and I'm not saying this. Like, I think Bieniemy's a bad coach. I just think he probably has a very like strong personality that turns people off.
Yeah. Speaking of the coaching, so D'Amico Ryans to the Texans, and then Sean Payton gets officially traded to the Broncos, and so a first and a second round pick the Broncos gave up for Sean Payton.
That's on top of the probably crazy amount of money he's going to want.
Yeah, that's an interesting move right there. I guess what they're saying is if Peyton can fix Russell Wilson, then who cares? The roster's good enough to where the Broncos can win if you fix
the
quarterback.
The defense, I'll say maybe the defense, sure.
Again, it's the AFC, special. So it all goes through Kansas City. Like, are we putting the Broncos with a good Russell Wilson above the Bengals? Above the Bills?
No.
Above the Chargers?
No.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. Like this is one of those deals where like I honestly don't have a prediction for it. Like,
well, the Peyton hire, and have they put out the number of his salary yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, because like some people who said they were like, oh, it's $20 million a year.
Well, I thought it's like $25 million a year.
Yeah, I've seen that too, and it doesn't count against the salary cap.
Yeah, there's no cap on coaches. Like,
and
whatever.
The Broncos are owned by a Walmart family, so like. $22 million a year, which is ridiculous, but it doesn't mean a damn thing to them. Fucking Walmart on West 11th would recoup that salary in quarter one. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, all the Walmarts together in Colorado could pay his salary.
But some of the stuff about the Broncos, even like their receivers, it's like Jerry Jeudy and
Cortland Sutton,
and is Jeudy that good? He's not a one, is he?
He might be.
Neither are.
He might be with a not dog shit quarterback. Who knows? Like
maybe
Jeudy had almost 1,000 yards this year.
God.
Yeah, and that's with Russell Wilson, who was terrible. So he could be. You just need somebody to throw him the damn ball.
No.
Who knows?
But.
Booble says, are we putting the Broncos above the Colts?
Depends who's QB and coach. Well, here's a question. Are you putting them ahead of the Raiders?
Yeah.
I still don't know who the Raiders are going to get at QB also.
Yeah. God, that's the thing, man. If you're getting rid of a guy, you got to find somebody better. Who are you going to get right now who's better than Carr?
Well, that's the weird thing about the Raiders is
draft.
They're getting rid of Carr, which, okay, that's a defensible move.
Sure.
But it's not like they were 2-15 and are like, okay, CJ Stroud, you know, Bryce Young. God help them if they picked Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. But at least that would be a plan. Like, I don't know what their plan is.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong and they have like the sixth pick. well, because Booble, of some trade.
Booble says Rodgers. So they could sign Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is actually that much better than Carr right now.
He wasn't this year. I don't know that he was.
So,
yeah, some pretty nice years with Devontae Adams. So,
yeah, yeah, but also he's old.
Hey, he is. I mean, I don't like the Raiders, but I mean, Waller missed like half the season. Renfro missed probably close to half the season as well. I don't put it all on Carr, even though Josh Jacobs had like the best rushing year in the NFL this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Renfro.
He had 1,700 rushing yards.
Renfro. Oh, boy.
Last year, Renfro. He had so many had, like, catches last year.
That's okay. Yes. Little 4-yard digs. Okay. Have them all you want.
Yeah, but if you catch like 120 of them, that's pretty good.
Compiler.
At least he makes sense for that. Michael Thomas was the one catching 15 5-yard outs at 6'5", or whatever how tall he is.
Yeah.
Boy. I feel like we... Never mind.
What?
I was just going to say, Michael Thomas. God, that guy's embarrassing. Like, why aren't you running way down the field, Michael Thomas? I know he's been injured for like 3 straight years.
3 years.
But like, even when he was like an all pro, he was like 147 catches, 1,100 yards. Why?
3 years ago when he was healthy, I'm in a full point PPR league. He caught 14 balls a game for 70 yards.
It's incredible.
I get one point for every catch, so I'll take it.
Michael Thomas is Don Beebe.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's got Adam Thielen written all over him. Like he'll catch.
He's Eric Decker.
There you go. There you go.
You got another white guy you want to throw out there?
Jordy Nelson.
Julian Edelman.
I got Jordy Nelson. How about that?
Danny Amendola.
Jordy was a little bit more of a deep threat. I think.
He was. Jordy was good. What a fucking name, by the way. Jordy? What the hell is Jordy?
It's the whitest name.
It really is. Okay, NFL stuff.
No, actually, I think Garrett is the whitest name ever. And that's how when Garrett Wilson is like slicing up NFL defenses this year, I'm like, boy, I expect someone with Garrett to have like 14 ferrets in a garage and have freckles and red hair. That's just what I expect from a Garrett.
Whoa.
And braces into their 40s for no reason.
Booble, hey, don't throw so much shade at Garrett Sim. Jesus.
Garrett Sim. Yeah, don't you besmirch Garrett Sim's name. Booble says Wayne Corbett. That's a good one, too.
Oh.
Wayne Corbett's good. All right. So,
what's a wider name? Garrett or Gareth?
Garrett.
Because Gareth, you could be like, there's some panache to it. Right. Garrett? Yeah. They just like they eat trout with their bare hands raw.
Gareth Bale. Yeah, you got to pronounce it Gareth.
Gareth.
So NFL stuff still. Brady retired. I guess we don't have to talk about that. Kayvon Thibodeau battling old linemen on Twitter. He's trolling them, I think.
Yes.
But also, I
there's a chance he does not know who Joe Staley
is. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. So if you didn't see it, like Joe Staley made a comment about him talking shit about the 49ers defense. He did a tweet about like, man, I think we could beat this 49ers team today, blah blah blah. And then Staley made a comment saying something. I don't even remember. It's not important. But then Thibodeau was like, dude, I don't even know who you are. And then that blew up, and all the other old retired NFL linemen were yelling.
I saw Mike Golic was on his ass too.
Golic.
So
calm down, young man. This is not a great look for you.
So I'm with you, Ski. Like, I genuinely think Kayvon Thibodeau doesn't watch football. And like when he was in high school, when he was in middle school, I don't think he watched football. I think he just plays football. And it's like it was his job in college. It's his job now, and I don't think he gives a fuck about it other than it being his job. And so, like, a guy like Joe Staley, who played, like, fucking left tackle for a team he didn't follow, why would he know who that is? Like, I'm sorry, Joe. Like, I'm a Niners fan. I love you. But, like, there's no reason for Kayvon Thibodeau to know who the hell you are. And so I get it. I get even if even if he is trolling, like
he is from Thibodeau is from California. You think that's at least like close like to his team. It could have been one of his teams if he did follow football.
You think he's like watching Kaepernick and he's like, oh man, that left tackle's really good.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I did like Eric Armstead quote tweeting him, being like, bro, watched your tape in the playoffs. Ain't good. Don't talk. Kayvon was like, oh, tough, bro. Just trolling.
Yeah, Lenore tweeted back at him too. Like, his old teammates were not super pleased with him. Actually, I don't think he played with Armstead. He was after.
But he was after Armstead.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But they've definitely rubbed shoulders at the...
Yeah. Okay, what else? So there was a signing day yesterday, and Oregon got one guy. Is that true?
Yeah.
Just one guy? So they got the four-star corner, Roderick Pleasant, from Gardena. Put him up with Daylon Austin, and they have 2 4-star corners. So
cool.
Cool. That's pretty much my thought, too.
Yeah. Come on. We are not that podcast.
My guy, I saw like a 24/7 podcast thing on YouTube, and they were like, we break down Oregon's eventful signing day. I was like, didn't they sign one guy? That's like the literal fucking opposite of eventful. What are we talking about here? You talk 45 minutes about that dude? Like, what?
I think he did run like the fastest like 60 meters in high school ever, though. So that's cool.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's great. Like, he's a fucking high school kid. All right. But it,
well, like, even the 5-star guy they missed out on yesterday who signed with South Carolina, it was like, well, shit, he might be an Olympic sprinter. And he's really good at defensive end. But in college, he wants to play. He's only going to play tight end. Yeah. And then when they didn't get him. And I was like, okay.
Like,
if he doesn't want to play the best position he's at and is like his goal is to be an Olympic sprinter, okay. Like, I guess it would be cool to see him at Hayward. He's like 6'5", 6'6". He's too tall.
He is big.
He's too tall to run as fast on the track as he does. Like, it doesn't make sense. So he's going to keep his body weight at like a weird level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, not quite built for a tight end position.
No. But hey, more than good luck. You know, I wish him well at South Carolina.
Yeah, sure.
But when he left, when he didn't sign, I was like, okay. It'd be cool to talk shit about signing a 5-star guy, but he's a track guy. Okay.
WCP adds in the chat that Roderick Pleasant ran a 10-100 meter. That's fast.
Is that fast?
That's pretty fast, yeah. I mean, it's not on a football field with pads on, so who cares? All these guys are fast. That's why they're 4-star recruits.
We saw Noah Sewell this year. Not everyone is fast.
Yeah, not all stars are created equal.
Not all 5-stars are that fast.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. We should talk about, before we get to keep or kick, some NBA. If you haven't watched Dame lately, I understand. The Blazers are not good.
We hear you and we see you.
Yeah, we hear you. We see you. We value you. I get it. Last 2 weeks, 37 points, 60 points, 30 points, 42 points. He has been on a very good run. Blazers have been winning mostly, and So if the Blazers are going to be boring, at least Dame is scoring. Hey,
yeah, I'm sure you haven't seen the
put it on a T-shirt.
Right.
Give me money, Jody Allen. I'll be all of your marketing.
I've been watching a lot of Blazer fans. You know, trade deadline's about to hit here. So they've been doing, they're like, oh, here's what the Blazers get. They go get like OG Ananobi or they were talking Miles Turner before he, I think he signed like a couple year deal with the Pacers.
Yeah.
But some of the trades are, they're like talking about instantly trading Shadon Sharpe. Like I get any deal involving Nurk and Josh Hart, you know. The Nurk sucks still, and Hart's just redundant in that team.
Like, if you're going to trade Sharp, you better get somebody really good back, like an actual good veteran. Like, you trade Sharp if you're going to actually go get somebody who's already good. That's bad business. Like, trading good young players, unless you're doing that. Let's see.
And I've seen Simons mixed in some of the trades too. It's...
Man, why? No, don't. No, that's your future, man.
And for OG Anunoby, who's not super big.
No is the answer. So I'm going back all the way up in the chat here because we got a bunch of Blazers stuff like right at the start of the podcast. Ooh. So Lively Pod says, I might get banned from this channel for this, but Blazers need to trade Dame. Trade him with the value he has now. Also, if they are to trade anyone but Dame, it should be Ant and Nurk. So Nurk, definitely. If you can find some sucker who's willing to like give up something for Nurk, then do it. Getting rid of Simons, though, like...
I don't hate it if you get the return, but that's the big question is, are you going to get that guy?
So what do you think, King, now that you're back? So we had a comment earlier, like right when the podcast started about the Blazers trading, that he's saying they should trade Dame while he has value.
They won't.
If they are to trade anyone but him, it should be Simons and Nurk. And we're like, yes, Nurk, obviously, if you can find some idiot dumb enough to trade for Nurk, do it. But Simons, man, like, man, that's your future. That's like when Dame eventually is gone, Simons is going to be the guy to step in and score 30 points a game. So,
yes, this time next year, they should be trading Dame. That's where I fall on that.
How old is he now?
34? I was going to say 33.
Probably only got a few good years left, yeah? I mean...
I love Dame. I love Dame. I wish the Blazers were a good enough franchise where he could be a forever guy.
Yeah, favorite.
Even
favorite
if they
Blazer
never
ever.
Won a title. But they're terrible. and the West is weird this year where the Blazers are a game under 500. They're like, 24 and 25, whatever it is. And if they were 26 and 24, they'd be number five in the West. It's a weird year. But they're not good enough. They're just – and they've made good improvements. Jeremy Grant is good. You know, Simons is intriguing. Josh Hart starts fast breaks off defensive rebounds.
I love Josh Hart.
He's gonna get he will get traded.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, and I feel like a broken record on some of this stuff. But at a certain point, the Blazers have Portland has the worst owner in professional sports.
Booble said earlier they should trade Jody Allen.
they should throw her in the Willamette River with sandbags attached to her. Like, this woman is committed atrocities with killing like elephants and stuff, and I'm not sure that even adds up to what she's done to the Blazers in the last 2.5 years.
Lively Pod says they can't trade Jody. She's got some great hot tub parties, I heard.
Oh. And that's the thing. Like, how does Jody, God, being a billionaire has got to be great.
It's gotta be so good.
She gets caught with elephant tusks and woolly mammoth toenails, has men flapping wieners around because she tells them to against their force, and just nothing can happen because she's her brother was a billionaire.
Bulletproof, man. Yeah. Booble says, is Jody hanging out with Ski in the Founders Club? The Kilkenny Grotto.
She has her own room in the Founders Club.
Have you recognized the richest person in the Founders Club? Like, do you look at someone and be like, you want to know what? That's Joe Romania.
That's Mr. Bill, Appliance.
That is Kiefer Kia right there.
That's Bill Kendall. and other local car dealers.
Oh, Brad, my God. Do you see that right there? That is Cafe Yum. The famous.
We getting any Yum balls tonight? Cafe
Yum into a name.
Or the Ducks are playing right now, right?
They got 35 points at halftime here. Oh, so we're on our way to free Cafe Yum.
I don't think we're trending. What was the number we picked? Wasn't it 70?
70. Yeah, they're halfway home.
Okay.
They were close, too. The Ducks made a run there. Right. And then Arizona went on a big run. Yeah.
Bulls of the Boston Yums. Cafe Yum of the Boston Yums.
Cafe.
That is good.
The Blazers, there's no trade they could really make that someone would make that would make this team, you know, a threat.
See, that's the thing. Like, you would have to trade Sharp. You would have to trade somebody else of some value, like probably Simons. Like, if a team is going to give you somebody who's really good, you would have to trade them somebody who's really good, and or like a bunch of youth. And so what are you going to do? Like, who are you going to add with Sharp where you're going to get somebody good in return? That's the question.
Well, it's more of what other teams are going to get rid of players that would make the Blazers that much better.
Yeah.
If they could somehow get Paul Siakam and OG Anunoby for Sharp and Ant and Nurk. It's just not possible though. So yeah, this is the first year where like Blazer trades. I don't really care. They don't need to make a move because there's nothing that's going to make them a winner.
Correct. So let's stop talking about them.
Tank for the one seed. I think they're pretty far out of that one seat, the one pick.
Tank for the one seat.
For the one pick.
Yeah.
Yes. If they lose their next 42 games and then give away 14 wins in the bank, they got a shot.
Tank for Wiggins. Let's go. Real quick before we get to keeper kick two, Sabrina's team just traded, or not traded, they just signed Brianna Stewart and Vandersloot. So if you pay attention to women's basketball at all, Liberty are probably going to be very good next year.
Liberty versus Aces lock.
Yeah.
Big brain right here.
The WNBA is like analysis. Someone that tries to show you their fantasy football team that's in like a six or eight team league. It's like, oh yeah, I got Mahomes. I got Josh Jacobs. You know, you got five absolute studs. It's like, yeah, because there's only six teams out there. Yeah. There's a lot of good basketball players for the WNBA.
Look at this toxic masculinity over here by Ski.
Hey, jeez. I'm saying expand the WNBA. Two more teams.
Do they have a cap?
Yeah, they have to. It's an NBA property.
Okay. Yeah. I'm legitimately curious because I always sort of got the feeling with that league where it's like, if somebody legitimately wants to spend a whole bunch of money, then we'll let them spend a whole bunch of money. We just haven't had anybody who's wanted to do that yet. And so it looks like the Liberty are actually doing that. And Sabrina got engaged. She's going to go get another ring. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Does Ski bet on WNBA is a question we just got asked.
Oh, it's the softest market there is.
Do you guys want to know what the salary cap in the WNBA this year is?
I would love to know that.
Just take a guess. One guess, each of you.
$50 million.
Per team?
$20 million.
Lower it quite a bit, guys.
$12 million.
Is it
$9 million?
Keep going.
$1,420,500.
Oh.
That is this year's salary cap for the WNBA.
That's amazing.
That's why they don't go play overseas, man.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
They make way more over there.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
How much did Brianna Stewart just get paid to join the Liberty? Like $150,000?
That's what it sounds like.
Jesus. breaking the bank and spending $700,000 a year on salaries. Get your shit together, WNBA.
I don't know what her salary is this year, but last year it was $228,000.
You literally can't live anywhere in New York with that salary.
But I will say, like, in fairness, like, it's low. It is low. It is low. It is low. I want to frame this. It is, that is too low. But they really only do play like 25 games.
I will say, I wonder how much that Sabrina Nike deal was, like, compared to what she will make in her career in the WNBA.
Yeah, they those two especially make way more in their sponsorship deals than they do from salary. Yeah,
and like today, Sabrina got her own signature shoe. So she was in the Nike family before, but now she's getting her own signature shoe. She will get much more from Nike than she will from the Liberty.
I thought she already had that. Didn't she have one last year?
No, she had like, and it's kind of semantics where it's like she had a shoe, but it wasn't for like.
Was it like a
mass production?
Was it like an offshoot of? Okay, yeah.
Where now she has a shoe that will be in Foot Locker, you know, on, you know, all in all those spaces where she had a shoe before, but now she has a shoe that's in theory on even footing with the LeBrons and KDs and.
So what we're saying is here is we need Debo to get us some Sabrinas. That's what we're saying, PDX Debo.
I need Debo to give me some LeBrons, baby.
Some Browns, Debo.
Get some Brownie Browns.
Yeah. If you give us some good shoes, we'll.
I take the Sabrinas too, but you know.
We'll pimp out whatever you want us to pimp out, man.
Well, I got a bad right foot, Debo. I need those tanks there, that LeBron makes. What was that?
Prime ad space, Debo. He gets the shoes. Where's he getting right?
Oh,
right
yeah.
Over the shoulder, just.
It'll go from ad space to like ad dev. And I think that's what he does.
He's a dick.
That's great. All right, let's do keeper kick, man.
All right. Oh, let's see. First keeper kick, that slimy little rat Punxsutawney Phil.
No.
I'm sick of this fucking rodent. Did you see one? Someone went to go pull out a fucking Phil, and it was dead in its little fucking dungeon.
Holy shit, no.
It pulled out a fucking carcass.
What does that mean? Like, what does that signify?
We got a black plague.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, something bad's coming.
We thought COVID was bad.
Sun's gonna explode.
No. Yeah. So I'm kick all fucking Punxsutawney.
So that's our keeper kick is Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a huge kick. Fuck that noise.
I hate it.
Can you imagine like the amount of years and time they've wasted on that dumb bullshit? It's so dumb. Like, every time people bring it up every year, I'm like, that's stupid. Stop being stupid. Like, we're grown-ups. Stop it. Like, stop being stupid. There was a fun movie with Bill Murray.
It gave us Groundhog's Day. That is it.
There was a fun movie. Like, I get it. It was great. But we don't need to base our lives off of a movie. Let's move on. Like, 20 years ago.
All right. Next one. Arian Foster being allowed on TV.
I'll keep because he's
you want to hear more of that?
He's a subtle troll.
Refresh everybody's memory why you're bringing this up.
He went on a podcast and said that the NFL is rigged, that they get scripts that tell them what to do.
So funny.
Did you read the quote tweets from that, though?
There was a lot of great ones from current players, and
it was the best.
Other people,
it was elite quote tweet. Yeah,
I'll keep that too. Yeah, yeah.
I think he's a weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo.
Absolutely,
it says a lot of bad stuff, but I'll keep.
All right,
for now, until he crosses the line, which he eventually will.
Yeah,
yeah.
This right now, at least. NFL rigs with script is fine. Let's keep it.
It's not my problem.
That's no.
Yeah. Oh, that was a dunk.
Was that Ware or was that Dante?
I think it was Ware.
Or it was Ware. No, that's a. Is that Soares or Ware? That's Soares. Oh,
it's probably Soares, yeah.
I did see Khalil Ware in the game in the first half, so that kind of got me looking for it. All right. Next one. You know, it is Pro Bowl week. Keep or kick the Pro Bowl? Are we finally done with this?
Kick. I mean,
it's so terrible. It's now it's flag football.
We're doing dodgeball on ESPN today. Yeah, like, who cares?
I had dodgeball on my TV. So when that first came out, like the flag football thing, like Tyreek Hill playing flag football, I'm like, oh, that could be like pretty cool. But then like you actually watch it happening, and this is not cool. This is I do like the stuff like the quarterback competitions where they're throwing at targets and stuff. Like I've always liked
club.
The QB club, but that dates back like 20 or 30 really, years. Yeah. Like we got Peyton Manning and we got Tom Brady in his like second year doing the QB club competitions and shit.
Steve
like,
Young throwing somewhere in Orlando,
exactly
at a dummy.
Like that shit was cool back then, and it's cool now.
Should the Pro Bowl be geared towards like the young players, like only?
No, it's just go away.
Just, yeah, all right. Yeah, because I did see Tyler Huntley got invited to the Pro Bowl. He threw for 650 yards this year.
That's the thing that needs to go away, is they need to stop placing significance on somebody being a Pro Bowler. Because guys are Pro Bowlers who have no business being Pro Bowlers. Like Tyler Huntley is forever going to be known as a guy who went to a Pro Bowl. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. And it's in, like, guys' contracts where if they go to a Pro Bowl, they get bonuses.
A lot of money. Like, yeah. There's a lot of money involved in
it. It's not going to stop because they have collective bargaining agreements, but it needs to. Because the Pro Bowl has never been significant. Like, that's the thing. Is we, for whatever reason, like, 20 or 30 years ago, we got it in our heads that it's this big deal. When All-Pro is the actual big deal. Like, if you're an All-Pro, you're the best player at your position in the NFL, like, period.
All right. Next one. We're staying with All-Star games here. The NHL All-Star game. I just found out how they play it now. So it's 3-on-3,
yeah,
where three players from each division doing like, a little 4-team tourney. I think it sounds kind of cool. So keep or kick this cool little new format that NHL came up with.
Hey, it's Wayne Gretzky for the N64. Yeah. Keep. Exactly. I will watch. Yeah. I will not watch. Unless Dino Cicerelli is in it or Stevie Y.
I think Sergei Fedorov.
Oh, Sergei. Sergei Fed.
Serge.
What would you watch first? This or the Pro Bowl?
That. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Fucking neither. I don't want to watch either of
one.
Those
you
things.
You got to pick one.
I don't.
Too bad. You have to watch
no,
one.
I don't. All this damn TV we have to watch right now? I got to watch a movie with you assholes every week. I don't have time to be watching this hockey bullshit. Get out of here with that. Okay.
And then again, I watched a movie this week thinking we could all watch it. And none of you, Ski, didn't even know he had a free Peacock, even though he's big cable over here. This nope. This Justin Peele guy, he's the new M. Night Shyamalan, where he made one banger and he's just coasting. This Jordan Peele, get out of my life.
Well, the problem is, he keeps making a lot of money. That's the problem with M. Night. All his movies seem to make money still. So you're going to keep trotting him out.
What a twist. By the way, keep the hockey stuff. Because they also do like the target shooting stuff too, which is cool.
I don't know what else they still do. If they still do like hardest slap shot.
Yeah, like I'm not going to watch it, but I'm happy they do it. It's a good idea. If you like hockey, I would imagine you like it a whole bunch.
Yeah, we're a big hockey podcast.
Yeah, go Sharks.
We drop some big-time names there.
Yeah, our Sharks.
Right, I guess last one, I threw this one in. Keep or kick the Tiffany and Nike collab shoes that they came out with.
Keep.
The what?
Don't like, you know, not necessarily my fave, but keep.
I might need
good
to,
enough for
I
you
need to
keep.
See these. The what?
Tiffany Company and Nike collaboration.
Like Tiffany the Diamonds?
Yeah, jewelry in general, yeah. Just ridiculously priced.
All right, Tiffany Nike shoes. Those aren't bad. Wait, am I looking
at the price?
Am I looking at the right things? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, they're okay. Do they have diamonds on them?
Don't think so.
I don't like what.
It's just like the Tiffany, that blue Tiffany color mixed in. That's pretty much all it is.
Yeah, I'll keep those. Sure. Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And that's it. That's my list.
Okay. Let's. Speaking of list, let's do our list. Was that your idea, Genski?
You kind of pivot off my idea.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I'll go ahead.
I hurt myself in a very dumb way, so that's why that's how it pivoted to the current list.
You hurt yourself in a dumb way?
Yes, very dumb way.
Well, okay, so our list this week is top dumb injuries in sports. Mm. So, like, for instance, Shanahan having a backup tight end block Reddick while his quarterback tears his UCL. That's a dumb injury. But there are much dumber injuries that have happened to people in sports. So what did you do?
So I was at my mother's house for dinner on Sunday watching the Chiefs game. I made a bet that I thought was maybe one of the best bets I've ever made. It was over 3.5 sacks in the game. Because I knew that off that Bengals line was a fraud. And so they got it. So I was pretty excited. I was going out to the garage to get something to drink. And she has a long hallway. So I tried to do like the risky business, like slide down the hall. There was a frayed little piece of hardwood there that stopped me in my tracks and jammed like 2 inches into my foot. So that was fun.
That hurts, man.
Hey, cash that bet, baby. That's all that mattered there.
Yeah, that's fair. Pay for
that, luckily, I didn't have to go to the emergency room to pay for it.
That does hurt, though. I did that once when I was a kid. Like, we had hardwood floors, and the like where it met the carpet was like the little strip thing was not there anymore. And so we thought we had like, you know, put everything down, like we're good. And I slid into it, and there was still like a little piece of a nail sticking up, and it just like sliced my knee.
Nice. Oh yeah,
yeah. Good old fashioned bleeding all over the hardwood floors.
Good times.
So, Booble, already out with his number three, says Hunter Strickland punching a door. That is pretty dumb. I think we have some better ones. You want to start?
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Brandon Inge throwing out his back and going on the DL from lifting off his daughter's pillow.
He picked up a pillow and hurt his back?
And threw his back out with it, yeah.
I can relate to that shit, man. Like, I hurt my back just like... sitting here. I'm just going
this
like
guy
just
was
going like this. It's like shit. Yeah, but he's not 40.
28-year-old professional athlete. Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah. My number three, sort of on that note, is Sammy Sosa sneezing and hurting his back and missing a game. He had apparently had two really big sneezes and started having back spasms. That's dumb. What you got, Kane?
It'll happen.
My number three, 2014, Matt Cain went on the 60-day DL for cutting a ham and cheese sandwich because he didn't want to just cut it normally. He wanted to cut it into quadrants.
Did he cut off the crust as well? Did we know that?
He did not. He did not.
You have no
per my research.
You'll have no sandwich left, man.
In-depth research.
Do your own research, yeah. Yeah, you can relate to that story, man.
I can.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. All right, what's your two?
All right. My number two is Bill Gramatica tearing his ACL celebrating a kick.
So brutal. That one was so brutal. Makes it feel
like
starts running
bad
around.
For him, though. It's like, Jesus. Tone it down a smidge there, Bill.
Yeah, you finally made a kick. You're not even the best brother out of the two of you.
Martin?
Yeah. Booble says, same as you. So, there you go. My number two is Ken Griffey Jr. Missed a game with the Reds because his cup moved wrong, or he put the cup on wrong, and it moved and pinched his nuts. And so he had to miss a game because the cup pinched his nuts.
this is Red's junior. He was probably trying to look for a day off.
Yeah, exactly. As if as his back issues weren't enough. Or hamstring. No, his deal was hamstrings. As if his hamstrings weren't enough. Get pinched in the nuts and miss a game. All right, King.
My number two, Ricky Henderson, gets frostbite by falling asleep with an ice pack on his ankle.
Classic Ricky. Ricky be Ricky, right?
That's legitimately dumb, too. Legitimately a dumb thing to do. Like, how does that happen, though? So, because it melts. Like, or if it's a pack, it, like, warms up. Like, those don't stay cold for very long. It's weird.
Well, that's why they tell you to put, like, a towel underneath it, you know, in between your skin and it, for that reason.
Yeah.
All right. My number one is, I went with Kendry Morales breaking his leg after hitting a home run and jumping on the plate.
Broke his leg.
Nothing better than hitting a bomb and then having to get carried into the fucking clubhouse.
Who was the dude who like tore his ACL arguing with a ump?
That was Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley, that was it.
Yeah.
He got so pissed he was
fired up.
He was being held back and then he tore his ACL. It's like fucking dumb. Let's see. Booble says his number one is Chubbs Peterson. Getting killed by the head of the dead alligator.
Yeah, like...
yeah. Man. All right, let's see. So my number one is Plaxico. Obviously. It's very stupid.
Yep.
Having a gun in a club in New York, which is a crime that you go get arrested for, and then also shooting yourself and not being able to play football for that reason is very dumb. Still very dumb. Let's see. Booble says, honorable mention, Vince McMahon tearing both quads sliding into the ring. Yeah, wrestling.
But wouldn't Vince McMahon's honorable mention being like killing Bret Hart by dropping him from the...
Owen Hart.
I mean...
Yeah.
Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I owe him an apology.
At least Vince was like mad coming out there. Gotta have heart.
What's your one, dude?
All right, my number one, 2002, Minnesota Twins outfielder, Marty Cordova, falls asleep in a tanning bed, gets put on the 14-day DL. It's his doctor says he needs to stay out of the sun, not realizing he's an outfielder in Major League Baseball.
That's his job. It's literally mostly what he does. Jason Pierre-Paul blowing off part of his hand with firework. That's also dumb. Let's see. WCP added some here. Let's see. He says, Nathan Villegas tearing an ACL because Joey Harrington jumped on his back. That's also dumb. Yeah, man. He played the rest of the year, though, didn't he? That was crazy. Antonio Brown burning his feet in a cryo chamber because he didn't wear sandals. Yeah. It seems like beating a dead horse, making fun of Antonio Brown for doing something dumb. Yeah, he's like, it's all, you know, CTE shit, too, so.
The Nathan Villegas one is great. I totally forgot about that. We beat SC. Let me jump on your back and ruin your career.
I'm surprised.
And Joey Harrington.
I'm surprised that shit doesn't happen more.
Like, well, I think we've learned now.
Well, yeah, but like guys still do crazy fucking celebrations and they jump on literally jump on each other's back all the time. Yeah. Good old Joey Harrington.
I did have honorable mention Gus Frerotte knocking himself out with the headbutt into the wall.
Classic. Betty played the next week.
No concussions back then.
Yeah, who cares? All right, that's it. You guys got anything else? Okay.
What's the score of this duck game, King?
They're down 20. They're down 20.
Down 20.
It was a 9-point game like 5 minutes ago. Now it's 20.
Yeah, it sounds like basketball.
Sports.
Sports.
All right. Actually, my number one.
Yeah.
Injury.
You didn't give your number one.
Yep. No. Well, it was whatever.
Okay.
Magnum Steel missing the hole. He hit the thigh. He went out for a couple of weeks. Peyronie's disease. He got that Peyronie's after that.
he got a contusion.
Look it up.
He got a contusion.
Magnum Steel. Yep.
All right, we got to go Chiefs from WCP. I guess I'll say it too.
Go Chiefs. We got another week.
Yeah, go Chiefs. All right, so thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget Sunday. Watch The Menu and then listen to us talk about it. It's a good movie. You guys should watch it anyways. All right, later, guys.